I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Absolutely gorgeous Thursday. Saratoga on the TV. News you can use. And Luke Sloan still pretending he's Walter Cronkite with that delivery.
Absolutely, Michael.
WWJ. What I has must happened
make sure
to this guy?
I enunciate every
All right.
word
okay.
and clarify.
All right. We will get to some Tiger baseball a little later. We will not be doing play-by-play of Lions practice.
Well, we're not there.
All right, we got a 2nd and 7 from the 34. Guys, it's a scrimmage.
Let's see what J-Mo does.
Chill. So, we're going to open with this. And what? You okay?
Go ahead.
We're going to open with this, and it's a question. I mean, I'm not interested in talking about it, and I know some of you aren't either, but too bad. That's what the job is, and it's what sports is. So, we find out that finally... And it's funny, I say finally, but the NCAA did fast track this thing. It usually would take 5 years. But finally, at the end of 3 years, whatever it is or isn't, this Michigan thing's going to get put to bed tomorrow. Because don't believe for a second Michigan's going to try to go to a court of law. I'd like to introduce you to a term called discovery and subpoena power. You're not going to a court. The same way you didn't go to court when you slapped on your amicus briefs, you were never going to court. It would be the dumbest thing to do. And if I'm a Michigan fan, you want this over with, whatever it is. And I think if you're not a Michigan fan, you just want to be done with this, one way or the other. So, yeah. Two, are they called X's now or tweets? Forgive me.
Let's just call them tweets.
Tweets?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we found out today, and I don't know, I think one of them's more meaningful than the other. But this is all about, because Rico, have you ever... in the last 3 years, lobbed a prediction of what would happen?
No.
Or screamed that it would be the Death Star imploding the big house?
No.
No. If anything, I think our show has more been, look, the NCAA is a bunch of feckless losers. I don't expect a lot.
The only thing that I ever said was that no matter what Michigan's penalty was, Central Michigan's penalty will be harsher.
Sad, but probably true. But here's the point. In all of this, it's about what you think is going to happen. Because we're at that point now. This has not been something we've talked much about. I think we did one show a month ago when Connor Stallions kind of debt spiraled on social media.
Yeah.
It's just been waiting for this. So here's Pete Thamel saying the NCAA has formally notified parties tied to the Michigan NCAA infractions case that an announcement on the findings and punishment will be publicly released Friday. Okay. Ross Dellinger added a layer to it. Now, if I'm reading too much into it, fine. With the NCAA's decision on Michigan coming Friday, a link back to the Yahoo Sports story on Michigan's response to the notice of allegations. In short, the Wolverines were not pleased, and if the NCAA levies a significant penalty against the school, legal action may be likely. Well, first of all, that's a misnomer. There's no such thing as may be likely. Legal action is either likely or unlikely.
Right.
But whatever.
It's like maybe pregnant. Either you are or you aren't.
Yeah, exactly. There's no havesies. Right. Either that or you need a new EPT stick.
Yes.
So look, here's where Rico and I left this when we did the, you know, when the COI took place. There's what will happen, and then there's what should happen. I've never acted like I have a clue what will happen. I just don't have faith in people. Mm-hmm. So the should, I've never clouded it. You don't see Rico and I doing shows talking about murder hammers or Michigan being launched into space with Katy Perry.
Right.
That's not us. Now, you want to say, all right, well, Sparty Radio. Guys, listen, this is super easy, okay? When this was going on live, what did I say to you? You do you, and I'm going to be over here in a lawn chair. You go play your games, take your trips, buy your t-shirts, do whatever you want. You don't get to tell anyone how to feel. And I'm not telling you how to feel. It is up to you how you feel about all of it. Mm-hmm. So now we are at this point of arrival. I would like to know what people think is going to happen. And I want to run something by you.
Okay.
Because I'm going to try to use logic. And these are the days I wish I went to Texas Tech and not Michigan State.
Good luck.
No, I know. But there's something I can't figure out.
But the victory lap taken by Michigan people?
No, you'll have
social media.
Well, hold on. You'll have to explain that to me because I don't hang out in that neighborhood. But do you want to do this first and then I'll ask you the question?
No, go ahead and ask the question. I don't understand this. The victory lap of, and maybe I'll ask David because it's his fan base, but I would like to think that when this is over with, this is the last thing you want to talk about. And you kind of want to say, okay, guys, can we put this to bed? We're done. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Mike, instead, I'm seeing, you guys wanted the death penalty and you thought we were going to be hammered. And where's all the people now?
It better not be this show.
No, not this show. Just in general. You said that we were going to collapse. Like, I don't know if this is something I want to be bragging about. Congratulations. I got away with cheating.
Well, a drug dealer who deals drugs but doesn't go to jail is still a drug dealer.
I mean,
for me, it's simple. They admitted they cheated. This is the problem with the victory lap, if that's taking place. Michigan admitted to cheating.
Right, so I guess what is next? A book saying, if I cheated?
Yeah, maybe. After the Edmund Fitzgerald book is released by Johnny Porkfats. Now listen, let me just ask this question.
Go for it.
I can't make sense of this. And I know, I'm not a bright guy. Fine. I'm dumb as a doorknob. If some of the smoke that's come out in the last 24 hours were true, let's say Sharon just gets 2 games. You know, Wojo, I want to be nice because I think people get the wrong idea that I don't like Bob personally. I do. I just don't oftentimes respect Bob professionally. Like that piece he had the other night about Sharon where it was like, well, maybe it won't even be 2 games. Bob, they self-imposed 2. What's the NCAA going to go ring, 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 ring? You're being too hard on Sharon.
You're being too hard on yourself, Michigan.
My point is,
it's not that difficult. It wasn't that deep.
Yeah, it's oof. What I can't make sense of is if it's a nothing burger.
Mm-hmm. That's a different point.
No, work with me. I'm going to tell you. He's feeling himself today.
You served
David.
It up.
I did. But if it's a nothing burger, then what the hell was Michigan fighting for 2 years?
That's an interesting question.
Because a settlement, a resolution, a negotiated resolution would have been done, not could have, would have been done over a year ago. Mm-hmm. You don't get to a committee on infractions because once you get there, there's no negotiating. So that confuses me. It doesn't mean I'm right or wrong. It confuses me. What do you expect out of this? Hopium and no copium. I just want to know what you think is going to happen. And does the Dellinger thing sway you more severe, more lenient, or does it not do any swaying at all?
Mike, it doesn't do any swaying at all because what I think is going to happen is not much. I think Michigan is going to hit with a fine of maybe like $10 million, which is nothing to them.
They're paying their quarterback more than that. Sorry, that's my bad.
Now who's on fire?
That's my bad.
$10 million fine and a bunch of, okay, this is a real probation now. That other probation wasn't a probation, but now we mean it. Nothing, really. I mean, you're going to have to live with the fact, and I think the harshest penalty will probably come with, well, Harbaugh will have to have a show cause. Well, he's never coming back.
No, but I will say this, and I disagree on a couple of things, but let's work through this. I want to throw the number out. Like, I don't care if you're a Wolverine, a Buckeye, a Spartan, a Duck, a Thundercat, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. What do you think's going to happen? Because tomorrow by lunchtime, this is going. This is happening. Whether it's something or nothing, I can't speak to. But, Rico, here's one thing. And this is the show cause on Harbaugh. While it doesn't affect the program now, the idea that the favorite son, the hero, will go down in history as a low-life cheating scumbag, that is the admission right there. Your legend is filth. Mm-hmm. A lifetime show cause, it's symbolic, but it shows you.
Right, but
it shows you he knew.
He knew, yes, on paper, but I think to Michigan fans, Mike, he's still going to be revered the way Pete Carroll was for USC.
Right,
cultists, you got me a title.
Cultists can do that.
And you did whatever it took to get that
but
title.
But the biggest thing we say about Pete Carroll 20 years later is cheating scumbag who bailed to the NFL. And Harbaugh will live the same life.
Fair.
So I guess where I separate is,
it'll be a stain on Harbaugh's record, yes.
And that's the point is, it's an acknowledgement of wrongdoing. That way I don't have to hear about lone wolf. I don't have to hear about low-level staffer. I don't have to hear about what's your advantage. Come on. But here's my thing. The NCAA, and I don't know anybody at the NCAA. I'm not some intrepid reporter. Anytime people have communicated with me about what they think they know, whether it's one side who says it's not much, another side who's saying that Michigan's going to the gulag, I've disregarded all of it. Mm-hmm. I admit that. If that makes me bad, fine. I'm telling you guys, the way the NCAA works, I don't think a lot of people know a lot about anything.
No.
Now, if somebody's got a honey hole, they got a real source, hey, fine, that source is risking their entire career. The point I'm making is this. As we sit here, in order for your scenario to be true, the NCAA would have to deviate from their own disciplinary guidelines. Mm-hmm. That's the thing I've never figured out.
I'd look at Michigan, Mike, as that spoiled rich kid whose daddy's a judge, and he's never, ever going to get in trouble.
I know.
Because daddy will call in all the favors looking at you, Fox and ESPN, because you need Michigan out there, so they can't afford to have Michigan.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Was Michigan any good last year?
No.
Did Michigan make the playoff?
No.
Did the playoff go on?
Let me check. Yes.
Did it draw record numbers?
It did.
Okay. I hear you on a lot of points.
They did a Michigan road tour.
Man. I know that, brother. And I'm saying you're right in that there's a reason the NCAA is never going to SMU somebody.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Michigan will, they're that kid that you know good and well, they cause a bunch of damage. But he placed a phone call to daddy, and the next thing you know, he's walking out.
All right, look, and I'm not going to, like, look, I'm not going to accuse you of something hurtful, like emotional hedging or something.
Oh, no,
I think you are a grown-ass man who's followed college sports long enough to know that the golden gooses don't get fried. I mean,
correct.
Bill Self was on a wiretap.
Right, and it was like, oh, Kansas is going to go down. Guys, no, they're not.
Right, so in that sense, I think you're right. The problem is, and again,
I'll acknowledge probably nothing's going to happen. Doesn't mean I'm stupid and doesn't mean I don't think that this should have.
But should and will are two different things.
Exactly.
For me, it is, I find it problematic if you have guidelines and you have this team dead to rights and the team is admitted to the cheating and the team flipped out when they got the notice of allegations.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden you would go out and do, I'm not going to say nothing, but you would do a slap on the wrist. The other difference is, and look, I'm not trying to be rude about it, but if the 3 years has taught me anything with this, there are a lot of people that have tied a lot, if not all of their self-worth to what does or doesn't happen to a football program. Man, I can't help you. If you're out there and you're going to go death spiral, if Michigan skates or if Michigan gets hit, you're going to act like you lost your firstborn in the NICU. Yeah, you need to get a grip. You cheated. You get what's coming to you. I don't know what's going to happen. But see, I'm asking you guys.
What I didn't understand, and it kind of goes back to, like, why would you come up with your own set of penalties if the penalties that sounds like what I think is going to happen are going to happen? You just let that go. Like, why would you come up and say, hey, well, let's be preemptive about this, and let's say we do this instead.
Right, hold on. David's doing his whole three snaps and around the world thing over there. Just chill. Because I want to add one more log to the fire. People, you don't need to shy from this. There's no yelling. You're not going to get judged if you think nothing's going to happen, because I think a lot of people would agree with you. You're not going to get judged if you go, no, I believe something is happening. But it's okay to talk about it. Because I'm not doing play-by-play of 4th and 4 at practice today. So this is what's on the menu, and I'm going to add a log to the fire, and I want to know if it's something or nothing, okay?
All right.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so we're just getting warmed up today. Gorgeous afternoon. A little bit of news on the Michigan thing. And tomorrow, thank God, just put this thing to bed one way or the other. Okay? Whether it's something, nothing in between, I'm tired of it. But that's the NCAA. Now, here's what I wanted to do before I asked David's opinion. I wanted to add a log to the fire here. And you tell me if it's something or nothing. Okay? I don't remember in the past the NCAA holding a full-blown press conference to announce punishment. It is a written process. Mm-hmm. I know they did a Zoom with Tennessee. According to ESPN sources, there's going to be a press conference tomorrow.
Didn't they do it with Penn State?
Can't speak to it. Don't remember. That was a lifetime ago for me, but I'll trust you. Here was the other one. There's normally a 24-hour window that Michigan should get that report today. They're not getting that report today. Apparently, they're getting that report tomorrow at 9 a.m. And by noon, the NCAA is at the podium. Is that something or nothing? I'm asking. I'm not smart enough to tell you. It seems awkward.
Yeah, because originally when reported by Pete Thamel, all parties involved were given it today. And then, we'd find out sometime tomorrow. So it's a head scratcher, Mike. I honestly, I think for this, it's that Rorschach test. People see what they want to see. You see,
well, naturally, and I know.
Because I don't think it's going to be anything big. But then I think back to Harkin, to what has been said. Like, well, why would Michigan do all of this work,
right,
if it was just a slap on the wrist? If anything, except a slap on the wrist a few years ago,
be done with it,
and we're done.
But David, I'd like to bring you in on this because this is your team. And again, I know there's a bit of a folly in asking people what they expect to happen because people are probably just going to go party line. And I'm totally okay if you say you don't know. Maybe it's a dumb question because none of us know. I mean, I have leanings. I don't trust the NCAA to show a spine. But the other side of it is this is their Alamo. This is their last shot to show that they're a true regulatory force. But again, the world goes around. I don't know. I'm with Rico. Michigan cheats. Cleveland State goes on probation. David, what do you make of all of it? Then we'll get some tickets.
See, I lean in that direction of it's not going to be much. But then I add another log to the fire here. Because you all are talking about the press conference, something you usually don't see. What you also usually don't see is a pre-announcement to the announcement.
A meeting to set up the meeting.
And that it just leans me in the direction that if they're telling you we're coming with this tomorrow, it makes me feel like they're giving a warning to Michigan and saying, put your britches on. We're coming for you on Friday. It's leaning in that direction, but it's still the NCAA in my mind. And do they ever do that?
See, I guess I can feel that, David, because the fact that it's noon, if what Mike said is correct, because I gotta think if this was truly nothing, it would be at 6 o'clock while everybody's on their long weekend.
Why would you do a press conference to do nothing? I'm asking.
True.
That's what it comes down to.
You're right. It doesn't make sense to have a press conference and say, okay, you get just $10 million and that's it.
Or the flip side, hear me out. You hold the press conference because you know a lot of people are going to say, well, why did Michigan get off so light? So let's just answer the questions. Let's just let the reporters ask away, and we'll try to explain to you why we didn't deem it necessary to punish Michigan the way some people thought that it should be punished. We'll just get it out the way. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Again, I think you could, if you want to take the cynical approach, I'm not mad at you. You just say, look, Michigan's golden goose. NCAA's weak. But if you look at, I mean, do I say common sense? Do I say facts? It's probably a little of both. It does seem hard to believe it would be nothing. Again, my life goes on regardless. They cheated. Harbaugh's filth. And I don't have to validate anything.
See,
I just live my life. But like,
I can see the nothing, Mike. But the only problem I have with that is Michigan. Why were you fighting nothing?
I don't get
that.
Why
were you fighting tooth and nail for nothing? If it was going to be this light of a penalty, you just say, okay, cool, accept it,
right,
and you move on.
Because, you know, you're right, as if you're a Michigan fan and you think about it, if it comes out tomorrow that it's a 2-game suspension for more, you know, to show cause for Harbaugh, which is fine. I mean, that's, you almost would end up annoyed at your own school. Like, why the hell did we even go to a committee on a frat? Why did we do this?
Right.
Like, that's the part I can't reconcile.
And that's what makes me think, like, every time I want to say this is going to be nothing, it's like, but why would you fight so hard against nothing and threaten to sue against nothing? It's like the cop coming back, you're speeding. Mike, I'm going to give you a warning. No. I'm going to court. No, I said I'm giving you a warning. No. Okay, maybe this guy doesn't know what warning means.
You're not wrong. And I think it's difficult. Look, it's very difficult because not only are we close to it that we live in this state, we do this job. And yes, we went to the school up the road. So look, first of all, no matter what happens tomorrow, let me make a guarantee to you, like death and taxes.
Right.
No one will be happy tomorrow. The penalty will either be not enough or too much. This correct. Is like if David talks about the car he just got, no one's going to be like, "Ah, good for you, David. That's the car you should be driving." It'll be like, "Who the hell does he think he is?" Or,
see, I don't know. I think if the penalties are exactly what people are saying, I think Michigan fans will be happy because in the end.
Right, but then the rest of the world looks at it and goes,
"The rest of the world won't be happy."
Fart noise.
Oh, please. They will be burning down Buckeye Stadium.
I actually think Michigan fan, if anything happens, they'll be aggrieved. Because there's been a weird tone through it where, like, even after the school admits to cheating, fans claim they didn't. It's just like, I can't, there's nothing I can do.
No, I think Michigan fans will then rally and say, now you must no longer say we cheated. You must give us our full championship propers.
Yeah, not happening.
We cheated. It is what it is.
That's it. And again,
you're not a real Wolverine fan.
No, but you have every right. You don't have to say those things. But I don't know what world you exist in where you think, you get to tell me what to. No, I don't have to validate it. Yeah. David, I want you to remember something. The Big Ten dimed out Michigan State and said, you don't have to play this game. MSU went out there and couldn't use any signals. Now, Michigan would have beat us regardless. Let's be clear. But MSU, do you remember we had to run to the sidelines? It was like Little Giants with Rick Moranis.
Yep.
It was like we were grade school. Don't, please. Now, come on. Come on. What do the ticket techs have to say? Or do you want to do it next? Because we got callers lining up now, too. So why don't we keep it timely?
Ticket techs are booming.
What do you think is going to happen, guys? I don't think there's any yelling involved. Something or nothing. And tell me why. And let's talk through it. Because by the time we take the air tomorrow. Right,
I'll be listening. It'll be you and Stoney.
Oh, you have the day off tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sparty. Couldn't handle the heat.
I just want to let people know that was already planned. That was already planned.
You're fine. Go enjoy your life.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, to the people, and I'm sorry that took so long, but there was a lot to sort through there, and then David, and I'm going to go to the phones, David. We'll wait on ticket text. Is that okay? Is there a general feeling that has come in?
Yeah, they think it's going to be a nothing burger, basically, tomorrow.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I mean, I doubt you'll get many Michigan fans saying it'll be something. Maybe that's the folly of the topic, and my bad. Let's go to Tim. Dayton, Ohio, the flag city. Dayton, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? Greetings from your blue-hating brothers down south, man.
Tim, how are you?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Yeah, I mean, I heard the report a couple days ago. I think one of the main things that people forget is that in these things, typically, the truth always lies somewhere in the middle. They were always going to play football next year. No, it wasn't going to be absolutely nothing. And, you know, it looks like things might be tilting more their way towards ours. But you know what, man? I'm over it. Let's just put the football down and play. I'm ready to just be done with it and move on. I think a lot of people feel that way. I think it's just, you know, it's time to just say it doesn't really matter what the punishment is. We kind of know what went on anyway. So let's just go ahead and move on. I'm tired of it. That's more than anything. I'm just tired of it.
I take it from guys who do radio. You know, I'm with you. I mean, yeah. I still live in a world where, you know, if somebody's an egregious cheater, you'd like to see them get a little bit of comeuppance. But I also live in the real world. Sports is in full decay. The networks run it. The greed is rampant. And I got to see it to believe it. That's how I've been since the fall of 23.
But you know what, guys? Here's the one thing. Maybe it's just an NCAA thing, Mike, Tim. But this would be an outlier because, at least in the professional rankings, you could be a pretty heinous person outside the lines on your own time. You can get away with a lot of stuff, murder, spousal abuse. But if you do anything to the integrity of the game, they hit you hard. And they come after you. And that's what's kind of weird, where it's the exact opposite if this is the case with the NCAA.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as a Buckeye, man, you know, it's really funny because there were ESPN fixtures that had permanent pup tents outside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center for the Urban Meyer scandal and for Tattoogate and all this stuff. It just kind of seems like nobody has really been overwhelmingly interested in this compared
to those. Well, Tim, do a quick search and look at all the U of M grads in power positions in media. Not just Mark Silverman, who runs Fox Sports. I mean, keep going. Look, I almost salute Michigan, to be honest with you, because it's so brazen and they're so good at controlling a narrative. You almost tip your cap to it. It's very political.
So it's the Michigan Illuminati?
Kind of. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's just, look, we live in the same world where somehow Hunter Biden's not in jail. You know, like it's, what do you want me to tell you? But a press conference, I can't wait to sit down and I it'll be video streamed or I don't know if it'll be picked up on TV, but like, I want to just watch it because watching a press conference about nothing would be peak 2025. So then you're like, all right, if they're doing a real press conference and there's six level one violations, you'd like to think, I mean, I'd like to think with our Buckeye brethren there, it would be something. I'm not doing the doom and gloom Thorhammer thing. I'll leave that for, you know, podcasts and stuff. I've never had a belief that in this world, a school like Michigan would get punished. But to your point, it's an unprecedented scandal. Mm-hmm. It just is. I've never seen anything like it.
It happened in real time. It was on the field. And you look at all the harsh penalties that people have acquired for off-field things. And like I said, other sports, like NBA, how many players you gambled on yourself for rebounds? Done. Baseball, how hard did they try to say Shohei had nothing to do? It was all his interpreter.
Well, because Shohei is Michigan.
Right.
You can't kill the golden goose.
They did everything they could because you never, ever want to go after the integrity of the game.
Let's go to Chad, 97.1. Chad, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys.
Chad, what's going on, buddy? How's Florida?
It's hot. It's hot.
Indeed.
Well, it's hot here, too, so we share that in common.
Yeah. This guy, kind of what I was thinking while I was on hold is, you know, this whole thing, it's what you guys talk about all the time. This is another example as to why college football needs a czar. This right here. Because things are just so uneven. Now, from everything I've seen, it looks like it's not even a slap on the wrist. It's a little light, tiny little touch on the wrist. It looks like two games for Sharon and a $14 million fine. That's nothing. It's nothing.
But then why did Michigan fight for 2 years? You know what I'm saying, though? And Chad,
that's the head scratcher, Chad.
Chad, you might be right. I'm just asking you the question because if I were a Wolverine and that were on the table of discussion, I would have been like, where do I sign?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's why the last time we talked, that's why I said, I don't know why they fought this so hard and they didn't just say, oh, you got us like Tennessee football. That I don't know. What's interesting to me, and I thought about it when the Ohio State guy called, I said, you know what? He's right. And for a long time, what I was upset about, and Rico, you've been talking about, you've been saying this for a while, and you're totally right, but yet kind of wrong at the same time. You've been saying, if they give Michigan a slap on the wrist, it's going to tell other teams, go ahead and do whatever you want. You're not going to get it. You're right, but that message was sent decades ago. That's why I was for the cheating.
Yeah, but here's the difference. Chad, if Michigan State did this, that program, first of all, that program, 100%. It would be a hollowed out crater in East Lansing.
100%. But then you know, when I listen to Ohio State, because you look at the NCAA, what do they do about the Auburn buying Cam Newton? Nothing. What do they do about Miami having an unbelievably rogue program? Nothing. But then they hammered Ohio State for tattoos. If I'm an Ohio State fan, I'm furious. I never understood why Ohio State got hammered so bad. And then for this, we get nothing.
Chad, I'm with you because I had to go back to see exactly what happened with Ohio State over the pants, over the tattoos. And you're right. They had to vacate the 2010 season, including the Sugar Bowl. And on top of that, 2012, you're not bowl eligible. And we're going to take away 5 scholarships for you.
I thought it was a 2-year bowl ban. It was only one, but that they crushed Ohio State. And even back then, I was like, for pants? For selling pants? For
I know.
That's it?
It didn't have anything
at the
to...
time, I thought it was crazy.
You know,
and then you had...
And remember, Chad, Jim Tressel was in the NFL and got a 6-game suspension.
And nothing's going to happen to Harbs. I heard he got a 10-year show cause, and Connor Stallions is gone for life. But who cares? That's nothing. Harbaugh was never coming back.
Yeah, but it's not about the coming back. It's that for a guy who's one of the fakest human beings on the planet and does this faux integrity crap, no, you've been labeled filth. I don't care if he's never coming back. That's not the premise. It just validates that for people who said you cheated and it mattered, you're not given a lifetime show cause if the guy didn't know, if the guy wasn't running a rogue operation. But again, if he gets a lifetime show cause, and again, what is it? 13, 14 Michigan assistants have either been show caused, fired, or moved on. I hate to break it to you. Like this side
then leads to me. So, but then Sherome only gets 2 games.
It wouldn't add up.
Nothing.
Connor was in his ear.
You know what? If you're a Michigan fan, maybe you don't want Connor near your program because now he can go and coach high school wherever top recruits are and steer them right to you.
And again, I feel for people who still love college football, who still invest in it. I do not.
It's getting harder.
Well, you're on your own island. My boat left dock a few years ago. My point is, I don't know if it comes out that it's truly a zero, which I'd still be surprised if it was a zero, like if it was just Sherome 2 games and a couple of dollar fine. I don't know.
At this point, Sherome, the 2 games you wanted to sit out, fine. Sit those 2 out against Central Michigan and parking lot.
New Mexico, I believe, is coming in. Coach Bob Eck.
No. He's going to coach that game.
Oh.
He's going to coach Oklahoma. He's going to sit out Central, and he's going to sit out Nebraska.
Look, I'm still going to have some faith it's going to be something. But no, I don't believe it's going to be the Bifrost. I don't. I got a hard time with it because I don't believe in anything anymore. I don't believe in anything in sports anymore. It's all fake. It's all garbage.
The fine will be, about a quarter of what you're paying your quarterback?
No. If it's what was $14 million? The problem is $14 million is nothing. If that's the case.
Okay, a third of what you're paying.
No, but like, you know, it kills me, and I don't even know if they could do it. But if you really wanted to hit them, they ought to be putting a lien against their revenue. Yeah, that Big Ten check, that's a delight. You don't get one the next 2 years.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like that's where you're hitting them where it hurts.
You forgot to pay your child support. We got it now.
Right. Yeah, you give
them. Garnishing it, yeah. You give them the Benny Blades. What? Okay. The quickest of timeouts just for us to touch table on the NFL. David, let's try to be professional.
Mike, play that drop for me one more time.
because that is what we're going to talk about for this blitz here. We're going to talk about teams here with the biggest or bust, booming or bust potential for these teams, meaning there is no in between.
Okay.
They either are good or they fall flat on their face this
season. Here's a PSA.
So no 9-8.
No, if David's asking for bold takes, we're going to get a lot of these wrong, but no fear. Just go with it. Go ahead, David.
Biggest boomer bust teams. Let's start with the Minnesota Vikings. They're either good with JJ or they fall flat on their face this year.
I'm going to go booming. I'm going to go booming because you have so many people around them. It's almost that team is just too big to fail.
I'm going to say bust. I am getting very worried about what I'm seeing and reading about JJ. I know it's training camp, but again, we're forced to say boom or bust. I'm going to say bust.
This next one, and I think it's mainly based on their defense because we know their offense is really good, but they've started slow. This is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. I'm going to vote bust. Look, the defense still isn't right. You alienated your team captain and Jermaine Pratt and cut him. You had the Hendrickson noise. You messed around with Shamar Stewart, your first-round pick in the contract. You lost Lou Anarumo. I don't know, man. I'll leave it to Rico. Maybe they just outscore everyone, but that's a brutal division in a brutal conference. I lean bust.
I'm going to go bust as well, David, because I think they're going to start off the year okay, but the second one thing goes wrong, it's going to all fall apart like a house of cards.
I need them to be bad, so Burrow demands a trade, and then he's a Giant in 26.
You have
leave me alone.
Not one, not two, but three quarterbacks.
What a blessing.
For this next one, I am definitely going to save the audio for whatever you say.
Okay.
For my receipts, because I'm hoping that you are totally wrong Steelers. On this team. It is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You're demanding boom or bust. I'll say bust. A boom would be 11-12 wins. I don't see it. I'm not convinced Aaron Rodgers can still play this game. I'm going to say bust.
You've gotten a lot of pieces, David. But if I have to try, I'm going to go bust as well. I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
Because
the guy hasn't experienced a losing season in 20 years. To hell with David and his feelings.
Because even though David doesn't like me, I like David. And
wow,
you know, you from the DK Metcalfs to the Rams, he's like you got a lot of pieces. But it's like, you know what? If Pittsburgh had made all of these moves 5 years ago, wow.
Then it would be booming.
Right.
Yeah, this is like when the Commanders brought in, what was it, Bruce Willis? Not Bruce Willis. I'm
sorry. Bruce Willis? Bruce Willis.
Die hard.
How about Bruce Smith?
Die
Bruce
hard.
Bruce Smith.
A slight skin differential there.
I'll just move on to the next team
now. I love Bruce
now.
Smith and Die Hard.
Man. Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
The next
he scene. Was fabulous in Ghost. Let's look at that pottery scene one more time.
The next team, the New York Jets, booming or bust?
I think it's bust.
You know what, Tal, with you, booming. I'm going to say something nice about the Jets.
Wow.
What if I told you that the Jets lead the league in rushing? That Aaron Glenn, they got a two-headed monster with Breece Hall and Braylon Allen, and Justin Fields, even though it's very slight, it's like the Iser plan, has gotten better throwing it each year. Would it shock you if Justin Fields ran for 800 yards?
No.
Defense pretty good?
No, it wouldn't. I mean, if that, anything Aaron Glenn saw here, if you could run the ball.
That's right.
You could eventually get some playmakers out on the edge.
Aaron Glenn, best goatee in the league. It's worth two wins.
Okay.
I'm going to say booming.
So goatee, good. Red hair, bad.
Oh, awful.
Okay.
Awful.
I'm just the thing.
We got to get a list.
Right. Yeah. But the goatee, okay.
I like Aaron Glenn, and my bias is showing. So there, I said something nice about the Jets. See you in 26.
Maybe they can get Bruce Willis next.
Yeah.
The next team on the list, they have reshuffled their entire offensive line, and Tank Dell will be back week one. That is the Houston Texans.
Oh, 2027? Tank Dell's still in a wheelchair.
It's a running joke. From David saying, it's a 10-day injury. David, his leg fell off.
Booming or bust for the Texans?
I'm going to say boom. Bounce back for CJ. They got the weapons. Nico Collins, key to everything. Yeah. But I'll say booming.
Yeah,
they got the best pass rush duo in the league.
Yes. I'm going everything he just said, booming.
Tank Dell, RIP.
Next team on the list, which I think I know what your answer is going to be.
Yes.
Because their roster is just as bad as their stadium. The Jacksonville Jags.
I'm going to go bust. I'm sorry. Travis Hunter is not going to save this team. I've just seen nothing. No. It's almost like this is their year.
Oh, God.
And it's not.
This is the year Trevor Lawrence gets it right. I'll say boom.
Oh,
I know.
He did it.
I know he's a goofball and he can't say Duval appropriately, but Liam Cohen is an offensive genius. I am weirded out by him, but he's an offensive genius. And I do think Travis Hunter is kind of like Odell Beckham Jr. He just reminds me stylistically. They have Brian Thomas. This is turning into Scott Frost. This is the year the Jags get it right.
Duval. You do know that every offensive genius is not a good head coach. I give you Adam Gase.
Okay, now hold. You couldn't recover from that press conference. If Cohen's was bad, Gase was awful.
Next, Arizona Cardinals.
Boom.
Boom or bust?
Boom, they're winning the West. This is the best Arizona Cardinals team since the Super Bowl team. It's complete. They invested in the defense. And I don't care if Kyler looks like he wore his dad's helmet to work. Boom. Cardinals, all in. Now, go ahead, Deflator.
Everything he just said, the exact opposite.
I'm sorry. No. Sorry about what? This is the fun of stuff
I'm just saying, no, not going to happen.
My two bold takes are Arizona's going to be really good and New England's going to be really good. I'll live with it.
They're going to win the West.
I'm going with it. Duval. I think they're going to
win. I have more faith in Jacksonville.
Oh, my.
Next team on the list, the Denver Broncos.
I'm going to say bust. I think the Chargers are going to be the team. Look, I may think Harbs is filth, but he's a damn good coach. I think Chargers are going to win the West. And I don't think the Chiefs are going to totally fall apart. So that would leave the Broncos in third. That's bust.
I'm going to go booming. I think that Sean Payton will follow this up. Bo Nix will show, hey, it wasn't just a fluke last year.
He turned 40 this year, too.
Give me the Broncos. I think they'll finish second in the division. I think the Chiefs still have enough.
Oh, please.
They still got enough. It won't be one of those they're going to run away. Kind of like the Lions last year, it may come down to the final game in week 17.
Man, we got to do the whiteboard show at some point. Chiefs are not winning that division. I can't exist in that world. David?
Only unless Mahomes gets hurt in that sloppy field in Brazil.
Oh, yeah, they do have to go there, don't they?
Yeah.
The last two teams, which I think each of you like one of them, the Falcons. That's Rico's team.
Well, I'd like to shout out an Atlanta TV station put up a graphic that their quarterback is Michael Penis Jr.
Yep. That was amazing last night.
Remarkable.
And then the
Rico, you worked in TV. Is that producer fired?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. It's just going to go, who put that in the system?
And then the Chicago Bears are the last team. Booming or bust for either?
Booming. I don't care anymore. Booming.
I'm going to go booming for both teams, David. I'm going to go booming for the Bears and for the Falcons. I just think that
I like Ben Johnson.
I like Ben Johnson. I like Caleb. I like all the pieces that they put around him.
Oh, we know what you love, though. It's not like it's love. And it might be just lust. You are a Roma Dunze truther.
Well, if that's the case, and the same reason why I like the Falcons.
Who threw the ball?
Penix. There we go.
There's a joke in there somewhere. Right. I was about to hit a drop. They should play David's drop every time Penix completes a pass.
We're just going to end that right there.
Intro him as Michael Penis Jr.?
I promise you. That's unbelievable. Whoever wrote that graphic probably has nothing to do with sports and was like, is that his real last name?
No, it's actually French. It's Penis. Penis. Miguel Penis.
That is In Football Today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.